Well, radio plays have always had an attraction for me. And a couple of years ago, I was working with some friends in London, and we thought it would be great fun to get together a few guys, do a low-budget show. It'd be a lot of fun. And to parody, with the infinitely parody-ripe a genre that is the 1940s. And out of that came a company called the Fitzrovia Radio Hour, who are indeed performing at Edinburgh this year. And I worked with them for a while, wrote scripts with them. And last year, indeed a bit longer now, I was appointed here at the Maltings. And one of the first things we did was to get together a group of actors and put on these kind of shows.
So where do you source the scripts from?
The scripts are a mixture of adapted, genuine 1940s scripts, largely from America, but also Britain, and new material that's written in the style of the 1940s.
So how does an average production come together?
Well, the amount of rehearsal is very light. The main thing is to get the script together, and that involves anglicising, adapting, possibly tweaking, cutting 1940s scripts. And those are widely available on the internet. In fact, there's many thousands of scripts available at genericradioworkshop.com, which is a really good resource. And we bring those scripts together, put them into a one-hour format, write the new material we need, provide the continuity. And then we have a total of around about 13 hours of rehearsal before the show itself.
Sound effects are amazing. Who thinks of those?
Oh, yeah, sound effects. Yeah, well, it's all about sound effects. And, of course, seeing it live, you get to see how these effects are made, which is half the fun, of course. Well, they come through rehearsal and in the writing of the scripts as well. We have some very challenging sound effects. This week you heard a bath being poured while someone's singing in the bath. Last month we had the sound of thousands of rats attacking a lighthouse. They're all different and all a lot of fun.
And is it the same band of actors who take part each time?
We have a sort of squad of actors, many of whom have done shows before, and they take part in a rolling basis. And we're always looking for new actors as well. And what's great about it is it's very low commitment. There's only, as I say, a few hours of rehearsal, and they're on every month. There's always different parts. They're a lot of fun. So, yeah.
So you've got a recurring theme that goes from month to month, which is the romance of Helen Sims.
Yeah, the romance of Helen Sims, that's right.
Is this going to go on forever?
Yeah, it's interesting. The romance of Helen Sims is a new writing that's written by myself and a guy named Tom Malibern, Martin Megali, a couple of other people. Excuse me. And that's based on an American long-running serial called The Romance of Helen Trent. The Romance of Helen Trent ran for 60 years and had, I believe, around 20,000 episodes. And nothing happens. She never gets married. She never finds love. These good guys and bad guys come and go. So it's a very similar sort of thing to that, really. Yeah, I don't think there ever will be an end, no.